Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me here today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com. And if you've missed any past episodes, you can listen at kpcg.fm or thetrumpet.com. We have podcast versions of this program and all of our other programs there as well. So there's a lot to listen to and a lot of great material. We've talked about in past shows how the Bible is so misunderstood by most people. But God does reveal what His Word means so that some can understand it. It is a book that is confusing to many people, but God does reveal what it means, and He does open up the understanding of His Word to His people. How does God reveal His Word? Well, let's notice this. There's a few passages today that we're going to look at, so if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We can look at these scriptures together. We're going to start today in Ephesians 3, and we'll read Ephesians 3, verses 4 and 5. It says, "Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." So Paul is talking here about how the Word of God can be understood. God reveals His truth through His chosen apostle today. And those who God calls have their minds open by God's Spirit to understand His truth. And God has to do the calling. You can read that in John 6 and verse 44. And so when people have their minds open to God's truth, they have to go then and understand where that revelation is being given. That revelation comes, as we just read, through apostles and prophets. And God has worked through different apostles and prophets over the years, and He works through one apostle today and gives understanding of His Word through that office. And so the time has come today for the meaning of God's Word to be opened. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, the Word of God is open, and we can see this by looking at Daniel 12, verses 9 through 10. Daniel 12, verses 9 through 10. It says, "And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." So Daniel didn't even understand what he was writing, but it was sealed until the time of the end, and that's the time we're in now. It says in verse 10, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." So this is a promise here from God that those that are wise, those that are living according to His ways and striving to do His will, they will understand His truth. We see that in the time of the end. And again, that time is a time when mankind has the ability to destroy all life off this earth. Christ talked about that. And of course, that's a possibility today, and it hasn't been before this time. So we know we're in the time of the end. And in this time of the end, here, God, through the prophet Daniel, says that the wise will understand, and those that are called by God, they are wise today, if they are following God's instruction. They will understand God's Word. The correspondence course, that's free at thetrumpet.com, and you can sign up for that. It's the full name of it is the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, and that's free at the Trumpet. So please sign up if you haven't done so already. It writes this. It says, "Though printed copies of God's Word and a general knowledge of the Scriptures are widespread today, the world as a whole still does not understand the Bible." And so even though you can get a copy of the Bible just about anywhere, the understanding of it's clouded to most people. The quote continues and says, "It is in utter confusion religiously, academically, politically, and militarily. The world does not really know where it is headed, nor does it comprehend the lessons of the past. Never has mankind needed understanding of the knowledge of God more. And that becomes more and more true as we do move closer to the return of Christ. There is more division. There is more confusion. There is more of a destruction of past history. We've seen that very recently with America's history being attacked and statues being torn down. People are trying to blot out history. I think they call it the cancel culture now. They want to get rid of history. Well, where does that leave us if we don't know our history and if we don't understand the Bible, which the world doesn't? Where does that leave people? Very confused, very lost. So we need to understand our history. We need to understand biblical history, and we need to understand God's word. What's happened in the past and where are we going in the future? That gives us great indication of where we are right now. Dwight D. Eisenhower, he was the 34th president of the United States from 1953 to 1961. Here's something that he said in his inaugural address. Quote, "In the swift rush of great events, we find ourselves groping to know the full sense and meaning of the times in which we live. How far have we come in man's long pilgrimage from darkness toward light? Are we nearing the light, a day of freedom and peace for all mankind? Or are the shadows of another night closing in upon us? Science seems ready to confer upon us, as its final gift, the power to erase human life from this planet." And so at that time period there, right at the close of World War II, man entered this time where they could destroy all humanity off this earth. The time of the end. And President Eisenhower makes such a great point here. Many people think that we are getting better as a society, and yet the reality is that we're getting further from God and closer to destruction. He asked that question. He said, are we nearing the light, a day of freedom and peace for all of mankind, or are the shadows of another night closing in upon us? Now, really, both sides of that question could be answered in the affirmative. We are getting closer to another night of destruction, but we're also getting closer to that light, a day of freedom and peace for all of mankind. Because as the Bible prophesies, there is a great tribulation coming. But after that, in the day of the Lord, Jesus Christ returns. Jesus Christ returns. And President Eisenhower knew full well what he was talking about. He was a five-star general in World War II. He was supreme commander of the Allied Expeditionary Force in Europe. I mean, he saw death up close. He saw the destructiveness of a world war in person. And he had to make decisions that endangered many lives and cost many lives, but also ultimately saved many lives. And like all great men who have seen war, he desperately wanted to prevent future wars. He wanted to prevent them because he knew how terrible and how destructive they are. He witnessed it firsthand, and if you've read some of that history, you know how difficult that time period was. And the people that lived through that are getting to the age now where many of them are dying off, and we don't have those living reminders of those great wars. And the people are canceling culture. They're forgetting about the sacrifices that were made for the freedoms that we have in the United States. But of course, those are fast eroding as well. As President Eisenhower asked, are we getting closer to another night closing in upon us? Well, we certainly are. And we need to understand God's prophecies about what's coming. And there's some very difficult times ahead, but then there's spectacular times ahead beyond that. So we have to keep the whole picture in mind. How can wars be prevented? How can we prevent destruction? Well, at the close of World War II, General Douglas MacArthur famously said, "It must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh." So in other words, more material knowledge isn't going to solve our problems. Material knowledge has led to the creation of some interesting and helpful inventions, but it's also created some horrific inventions, including nuclear bombs. Only spiritual knowledge can save humanity, and General Douglas MacArthur, another man who saw war up close, he knew that there had to be a change in the thinking of man. There had to be something change in the way man lives. And of course, that has to be spiritual. The Correspondence Course writes that MacArthur believed that our world had had its last chance to wage a major war and to end it short of the annihilation of mankind. But he also saw the only solution to this world's ills to be a renewing of man's spirit, an improvement in human character. And of course, that only comes through understanding God's knowledge and having God's spirit. So we can look at that example of what General MacArthur said there, and we can apply that same truth to our personal lives. You know, any problem that we have is a result of not applying God's spiritual knowledge, which comes from the Bible, understanding the Bible. The decisions that you make, the decisions of others, all of those things have an impact on the world around us and our own lives. And we have to apply God's spiritual knowledge, which means we need to know it in the first place. God will open up the Bible to those that he calls. And then we have to dig into it and we have to understand it and put it into practice in our lives. Notice this passage here in Hosea 4 and verse 6. Hosea 4 and verse 6, God's very specific here through the prophet Hosea about why there are so many problems. He says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge. Now, he's not talking about lack of physical knowledge. He's talking about lack of spiritual knowledge. Not knowing God's word and not applying it. Without that knowledge, without that understanding, how does anything get solved? It doesn't. Not any of the fundamental underlying problems that mankind faces or that people face in their personal lives. It continues in Hosea 4 and verse 6. It says, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me." So here it's talking to people that did know God's knowledge, had some understanding of it, and rejected it and turned from it. I mean, even if you look at, say, the United States of America today. Now, even though most people don't realize that we are one of the tribes of Israel, Manasseh, they don't understand that, but they do have a history with God. And even the little bit that remains, the truth about family and how to have a family, I mean, just even the physical workings of it, of a man and a woman and children that come from that, even that's being rejected. Even that basic knowledge. And people may not understand the depth of that, the depth of why family, but still, traditionally, there's been a family unit that's worked according to God's general principles. Even that's being rejected. We did know that at one time because we are Israel, and yet people have rejected that knowledge. And so look at all the problems that you see in society. Why are there people out there rioting in Portland and Chicago and New York? Well, because a family breakdown would be one of the main reasons. And, of course, other things on top of that. But that family breakdown is so fundamental. So that knowledge of family has been rejected. And, of course, when knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is rejected or not applied, not understood, there's major problems that come from it. The passage finishes by saying, "Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." That's a pretty terrifying warning from God, that if people forget him, forget his law, reject his knowledge, that he's going to forget their children. In other words, he won't protect them, he won't bless them, and he won't help them. And there's going to be major problems because of that. And so clearly mankind has all kinds of physical knowledge. But here, God is lamenting that people are destroyed for lack of spiritual knowledge, a lack of understanding his laws and putting them into practice. And ultimately, this lack of spiritual knowledge will bring mankind right to the point of total annihilation. General Douglas MacArthur saw that. President Eisenhower saw that. And Christ said it, that if he didn't return, you can read that in Matthew 24, if he didn't return, there would be no flesh saved alive. Let's take a look at it in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, let's look at verses 21 and 22. With lack of spiritual knowledge, here's the end result. Christ said, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." And we've touched on this point before, but if you think back to World War II, the time of men like President Eisenhower and General MacArthur, those were horrible times. That war was devastating. But this is going to be worse, Christ says. Verse 22, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved," or saved alive, it should read, because it's talking about physical life and death here. It says, "But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." So Christ is going to return for the elect's sake, and he is going to shorten those days and prevent mankind from completely annihilating himself. But if Christ didn't return to stop it, that's what would happen. That's the end result of people rejecting the knowledge of God or lacking it in the first place and not having it. That's the end result, the destruction of all of mankind. And it would get to that ultimate fulfillment of man's destruction of himself if it wasn't for Christ stopping it, but it's going to get pretty close. Many prophecies show that Christ will intervene and stop mankind's final war, thankfully. So again, like President Eisenhower was saying, you know, we are getting close to this horrible night, but at the same time, there is this day that is about to dawn, and that will be when Christ returns to this earth. And so it's so important that we understand God's word. We have to understand spiritual knowledge. It's life-saving knowledge. Individually, collectively, you know, as a nation or a society or the entire world, the entire civilization, all of it depends on whether or not people will apply God's spiritual knowledge. Now, some people don't know it, but Israel was supposed to teach that knowledge. And if your mind is open to God's knowledge, then you have a responsibility to apply it in your life today. It's life-saving knowledge. Life-saving knowledge. Individually applying God's spiritual knowledge will save us from destroying our own lives and cause great blessings. Everybody wants to be blessed, of course. But if we're not applying God's spiritual knowledge, we won't be. We won't be. Let's go back and look one more time at Ephesians 3 and just be reminded of where we go to get this understanding. Now, of course, again, God has to open people's minds to his truth. But that warning message is going out to this world. Ephesians 3, verses 4 through 5. It says, "Whereby, when you read," so the implication here is that we get into our Bibles and we read them and we study them. "When you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." It's a mystery to the world. They don't understand it. Verse 5 says, "Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." So we have to know where God is working and who he's delivering his message through. Not only do we need to listen to that message, but then we need to support it and apply it and actively help that work. And so if you go to thetrumpet.com, there's some tremendous books and booklets and articles that will really give you great understanding, great insight into God's knowledge. And specifically, you can get into Mystery of the Ages. That's a mystery. It's a mystery, which in other ages, it says, was not made known unto the sons of men. There are people that have longed to understand the mysteries of God, and it's open today. It is open. You can request Mystery of the Ages. You can read that and study it along with your Bible. That's revelation that was given through an apostle. An apostle. You can read that and study it, and it will open up your Bible to your understanding. And if God's working with your mind, you'll be able to understand that truth and apply that spiritual knowledge. We are in this time of the end, as Daniel said. It's a time where if Christ didn't intervene, man would ultimately destroy himself, as we read in Matthew 24. And we don't want to reject God's knowledge, because then our children get rejected and get forgotten. We don't want to be in that situation. So we want to apply God's spiritual knowledge, and it is open to our understanding. If God's opening our minds and we go and we dig in and we read and study what has been revealed through God's apostles and prophets, and there's so much information you can find there at thetrumpet.com, including this correspondence course, the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. That's free. And again, if you don't have that, please sign up for that. That's at thetrumpet.com as well. And it'll take you step by step through your Bible and open up your understanding to God's truth as God works with your mind. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Again, if you missed any past programs, you can go find those archives at kpcg.fm or at thetrumpet.com or wherever you like to get your podcasts. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.